welcome back to Just One Question, Second Attempt 2.0. And I'm really excited to have Ethan Butte on the show with me. Ethan, as I like to say, is my new best friend because he had me on his podcast, the Customer Experience Podcast. And I was impressed by a lot of things for that podcast. The amount of homework that Ethan did really, did really put me to shame. And also kind of made me feel secure about asking just one question because, you know, we all got to be a little bit different, right? So Ethan, you need to know about Ethan that he's on his second book. It should be out when this podcast airs. It's called Human-Centered Communication, A Business Case Against Digital Pollution. And that's what piqued my curiosity, that subtitle. I knew I wanted to know more. Ethan is the chief evangelist at BombBomb, which is a video messaging platform. You probably should check that out, as well as being the host of the Customer Experience Podcast. And he's the co-author with Stephen Passanelli. Welcome, Ethan. And we're really glad to have you on Just One Question. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Not only were you on the Customer Experience Podcast, Nick, but you're also in the pages of Human-Centered Communication.
Fantastic. I'm quoted. That's nothing makes an author happier than getting quoted because you get all the glory with none of the work. So it's excellent. Thanks for that. So what are you excited about these days, Ethan? And if it isn't the book, it better be really interesting because I want to hear about this book and I want to know what digital pollution is.
Yeah, so I'll start there. I'm excited about this idea of putting language to a couple of key concepts that didn't really have enough language for us to understand them well. Digital pollution, we bottom line it as unwelcome digital distractions. It could be that reply all message that you're like, why am I in a group message here on LinkedIn or texting or whatever? Or it could be ransomware, malware, phishing attacks, or it could be that big fat middle of consequential pollution where companies are just trying to reach us, but they're doing it in such a crude way that we feel like that we're being interrupted, annoyed, not targeted, et cetera. And so I'm excited about having this framework of human-centered communication, applying the principles of human-centered design, which is a 30 or 40-year-old practice, to our daily digital, virtual, and online communication, which you well know, Nick. A, we're going to be doing more of it in the future, not less. These spaces are noisier and more polluted than ever, and they in the future, they'll be noisier and more polluted, not less. And so how do we in the face, in addition, this is something I enjoyed talking with you about on the Customer Experience Podcast, in the face of the fact that these channels are so visually and emotionally impoverished, how do we actually, in the future, reach out, break through, connect, communicate, legitimately build trust, create real engagement, and enhance our relationships, reputation, and then ultimately revenue? And so it was fun to organize these thoughts. The first chapter is heavyweight, by the way, and we compare environmental pollution to digital pollution, where they're similar and where they're different, in order to draw out the scope of the problem. And then Steve and I leaned on 11 of our expert friends directly, and then by extension, folks like you who've said a lot of really smart and helpful things on these themes and topics. And so I don't know how many books I cited, but I definitely cited Can You Hear Me among a couple dozen others. And so I'm just excited to get this message out into the world, start getting feedback on it, pressing it, questions. How do we actually change the way we're working every day so that we can take a more human-centered approach to our communication?
Yeah, it's so important, this topic, because as you say, we may have entertained fond thoughts a year ago that we were going to come out of this pandemic and go back to some halcyon former time when we could all communicate face-to-face and didn't worry about these things. Not so. We know that's not going to be the case, and we are going to be in some sort of hybrid world, and exactly what that looks like, nobody knows, but we do get it that we have to figure out how to do this well, because it ranges, the problems range from the trivial. I remember early on in the pandemic, I got an email from my bank saying, "We're with you, Nick, during the pandemic." And I thought, great. And then the next day, literally the next day, I got an email from them saying, "We're cutting the amount of money you can draw from us in the case of an overdraft or a quick business loan or something like that. And I thought, yeah, that's so typical of this sort of ham-fisted attempt to say we're connecting with you in the virtual world. But that's fairly trivial. The much more serious issue is how do we cope with the loneliness and the lack of human connection and the issues that have developed long-term over people who have to work from home and who find their good things about it, the less commuting, more efficiencies and whatnot, but also a lack of human connection that makes it hard. So these are issues that we're going to be grappling with in the time to months to come, and we need to grapple with them. And so I'm really delighted that your book is on the stands and available. Just give us one more taste of it in terms of what is human-centered communication in 25 words or less. In other words, I get digital pollution, right? But the antidote then may be this human-centered communication. Give us a sense of the flavor of that.
Sure. The very, very short take is that we're creating thoughtful digital experiences. Just like I said, digital pollution is unwelcome digital distraction. So we did distill it down to that. The next layer would be, as we're reaching out to message someone or create a digital experience for them, let's put their needs and wants and interests first, because it's going to work better for everybody. And it seems like, well, yeah. I mean, my wife asked, well, doesn't everyone do that? I said, no. No, they don't. She doesn't do the same type of work that I do. She's not in sales and marketing. And the fact of the matter is, no, most people don't do that. And so that's a principle of human-centered design is, yes, we do need to consider the viability, the definition of business success. We do need to consider feasibility, what technology makes possible, but we need to start any design process, whether designing a message, an experience, a product, a service, a system, a process, we need to start with what's desirable and the needs of people. And so if we can do that consistently and well, we're going to set ourselves up for more trust in a delicate environment, faster and easier and less expensive attention, and ultimately better outcomes for everybody.
I love it. Ethan Butte, everyone, get the book, Human-Centered Communication, and read the wisdom there. And let's all dedicate ourselves to that better form of digital connection rather than pollution. I really love the concept. Thank you very much for being on Just One Question.
Thank you.